Hello and welcome. It is the GUI Precap. It's a recap of all the things that are going to have happened for the week of October 25th, 2021, before it happens. My name is Bruce, and let's get started with the GUI pick of the week. My pick this week is to stay safe. This Sunday is Halloween, and there's going to be a lot of parties to be had. There's drinking, dressing up, and just getting silly, which is all well and good, but please be safe. Use a designated driver. Also, watch out for the kids on Sunday. They're going to be hyped up on candy and not paying attention. So if you have to be out, please look out for them. All right, for TV pages, on Monday, CW has the premiere of All-American and the 4400. For Tuesday, Fox has Game 1 of the MLB World Series, and ID has the premiere of Body Cam. For Wednesday, Discovery Channel has the premiere of Moonshiners. For Thursday, CW has the premiere of Walker. FX has What We Do in the Shadows finale. And A&E has City Confidential's premiere. For Friday, Nat Geo has Taste the Nation with Padme Lakshmi, which is a premiere. Saturday has HBO In the Heights premiere. I think, was that already on HBO though? Never mind. For Sunday, BBC America has a new episode of Doctor Who. It's their Halloween special. For movies coming out this week, you have Last Night in Soho. A young girl passionate about fashion design is mysteriously able to enter the 1960s where she encounters her idol, a dazzling wannabe singer. But 1960s London is not what it seems, and time seems to fall apart with shady consequences. For DVDs coming out this week, you have The Suicide Squad, Don't Breathe 2, and Stillwater. For online services, Netflix, you have Hypnotic, Louise Miguel, the series, Army of Thieves, which is a prequel to Army of the Dead, The Time It Takes, and Colin in Black and White. Prime, you have Maradona, Blessed Dreams. HBO Max has The Mopes, The Truth of Dolores Vasquez, and Love Life. Paramount Network has Paranormal Activity Next of Kin. For video games coming out this week, you have Iron Harvest, LOL Surprise Movie Night, Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy, NASCAR 21 Ignition, Workshop Simulator, Super Robot Wars 30, Age of Empire 4, Backbone, Dusk, Fatal Frame Maiden of Blackwater, Riders Republic, Roki, Voice of Cards, The Isle Dragon Roars, and Mario Party Superstars. For one more thing, Star Wars Ahsoka Tano is one of the best examples of the richness there is to be found in the Star Wars franchise when it does veer away from the Skywalker family drama. Though Anakin Skywalker is a fixture in the Clone Wars, the series gave Ahsoka time to evolve into an even more dynamic, compelling character. So much so that the eventual jump over to live-action world in The Mandalorian was one of the most significant movements in the franchise's history. But even though Ahsoka's very much her own person, who will continue to follow her own path in Disney's upcoming Ahsoka series, starring Rosario Dawson as the titular former Jedi, her history with Anakin is still one of the most fascinating things about her that the fans want to know more about. Touching upon Ahsoka's relationship with her former master is almost a given. Per the Hollywood Reporter, Hayden Christensen is set to reprise his role as the Chosen One and Youngling Killer in Ahsoka. This is set 5 years after Darth Vader's death, so fans aren't really sure how he's going to be mixed in. Hayden Christensen's coming to Ahsoka isn't wholly out of left field. I mean, he did a voice cameo in Rise of Skywalker. He's already set to reprise his role for Disney's upcoming Obi-Wan's Kenobi limited series starring Ewan McGregor. Given the timing, it's possible that Ahsoka's encounter might be Anakin's Force Ghost, and the two will have the opportunity to hash out some things that they were never able to do before he died. Although, that this series does love to play with clones, and being at Star Wars, anything is possible. Alright, this has been the GUI Precap. You can follow along with all of the fun times at GUIPodcast.com. If you want to contact us, email us at geeksundertheinfluence@gmail.com. Call us and leave a voicemail. It's 804-505-4484. That's 804-505-4GUI. My name is the Bruce. Of course, all of these things happen because I'm from the future. So be nice to yourself and each other.
GUIPodcast.com.